This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about the Devils and Round Lakes Men's Club, as well as the upcoming Tip-Up Festival. Happy to have with me to talk more about that is Jackie Borden with the Devils and Round Lake Men's Club. Jackie, so good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yes. Well, first off, before we get to the actual Tip-Up Festival, you know, let's talk about the club itself. We say it's the Devils and Round Lakes Men's Club, but what exactly what the club is and what is the club all about, Jackie?
Well, the club is a nonprofit that has been around for several years. It started out as the Lions Club, and eventually then it moved over into the Men's Club. And it doesn't have to be just men. So ignore the name there. Women are a part of the club, too. We just ask that you're 18, and if you're willing to help with the community, that's pretty much all we're about.
Okay. Now, what are some of the projects that you do? I mean, the upcoming Tip-Up Festival is obviously one, but what are other things that does a club do?
Well, some of our annual events, one thing we do in the summer, on July 4th, we do the 7K run, which goes around Round Lake. And the majority of the proceeds go towards the Devil's Lake fireworks.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And then in October, we do annual Halloween party. We hold it at Sterling's Market and Pizzeria. Free hot dogs, donuts, cider. Have the kids and the family come out dressed up as Halloween if you want. And it's just something free we do for the community.
Sure.
And then one other event we do is we hold an annual golf outing in September. And it's a four-person team. We do it as a scramble, and we just invite people to come out, and then again using proceeds from any of these events for some of the items that we do support throughout the year.
Okay. And what are some of those that you support then, Jackie?
One of the big ones we do every year is we do Lenawee County Toys for Tots.
Yeah.
We are actually one of their biggest supporters in Lenawee County.
Yes, you are, yes.
Yes, and that's a lot of fun to do. We go out and we shop and buy toys, and it's kind of hard to find toys for the older kids, so we have to put our thinking caps on a little bit because it's a lot easier and fun to buy for the young ones, but the older kids need things too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then we do, this year we did Shop with a Hero, and that's where families that are in need, their children come out and they shop with local heroes, whether it be firemen, the police department, maybe the DNR, and they come out and they help the kids spend some money so they can get some things that they want and they need.
Yeah.
And we also do Catherine Cobb Domestic Violence. We donate some money towards that every year. And then a big project that we're pretty proud of is every year we give 6 computers to graduating seniors, 2 each from Addison, Onstead, and Hudson, and we give them a laptop, and it's just part of the awards ceremony, so it kind of helps them proceed with the expensive life of going off to college.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What else do we do? Well, then just helping local families, whether they're in need for, like, let's say they've had a fire or there's a major illness in the family. And then with funeral expenses. So that's just part of helping people locally that are having a little bit of a rough time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the club really does some great work then, Jackie.
Yeah, we do. Oh, I know one other we forgot. Addison Kiwanis, we help donate money, or actually the hams we buy for the food baskets that they do at Christmas time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a lot of great things that the Devils and Round Lakes Men's Club does, Jackie.
Yes, we actually do quite a few things for the community. They don't really realize because you're not. It's again, the name throws people off. They think it's just we're throwing a party at tip-up time.
Yeah,
you know. And no, we actually raise some money so that we can help the community.
So, you know, I'm sure you're looking for members to help out on the club, right?
Oh, that would be awesome. We are kind of a small club. The numbers have grown or gotten smaller because a lot of us are getting older, and it's just kind of hard to get out there and do those things. So it's like $10 a year to join, and we just ask that you come to the meetings when you can. We meet once a month, and then just help give us some fresh ideas and help put together some of the events that we do put on.
So when you do meet, where do you meet, Jackie?
We normally meet on the first Monday of the month at 6 o'clock during the winter, 7 during the summer hours at Highland Inn at Devil's Lake. They have a nice little meeting room, so we can be a private, not quite as noisy, you know, they can slide that private door.
Yeah. Sure. Now, do they have to be a resident of the area around there, Jackie?
No, they don't have to be a resident. They don't have to be working. They can be retired. The only thing we ask is if they're 18, and I think part of the time is just because if we are meeting somewhere that's a bar that serves alcohol.
Yeah.
But, you know,
right.
If we have a 16-year-old that wants to come out and help us at Halloween time, I'm sure we would accept that help.
Absolutely. So basically all they have to do is show up at the meeting, or how does that work, Jackie?
Yeah, just show up at the meeting. And a lot of times we've had people just stop by one time for the meeting just to see what we do and discuss in the meeting and then make the decision that they'd like to join. We have an annual membership. We have the dues due in May because it's just before elections for officers. And we try to conduct the meetings in a professional Robert's Rule of Order, but again, we're just a local group of people trying to put things together, too.
And doing a lot of good, Jackie.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the upcoming Tip-Off Festival. When is that going to be held?
It's going to be held February 6th, 7th, and 8th. We hold, it's at Devil's Lake. Round Lake is involved also, but most of the events take place across from Manitow Beach Marina. It's right next to the lake access, so that's why I say Devil's Lake and not just Round, but both lakes are involved.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that people can look forward to during the Tip-Off Festival this year?
Okay, the one thing that happens every year is we do have a fishing tournament. It is free. You do need to have your Michigan DNR license, but there's five fish species that we let them enter their fish in. There's, I got to cheat and look here, pike, walleye, bluegill, crappie, and perch. And we just ask that everybody only enter one fish per species. And then we give prizes for the biggest fish. The prizes are cash prizes, and we get that money from the Lakes Preservation League. The Devils Around Lake Lakes Preservation League donates money for that.
Nice.
Yeah. And what else do we do? We have a poker run on Saturday that we go around to different local restaurants. And some of the restaurants have fun little activities going on, like Tavern on 223 has goldfish races.
Oh, sure.
Which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
And let's see, Devil's Lake Bar and Grill, they have the crab races, but something new they've started is they have Roomba Roulette.
Oh.
Yeah, so they put the Roomba on the pool table, and you kind of guess which ball the Roomba's going to hit and knock in the pockets.
Sure.
Yeah, so just something to entertain the people. But we have five different stops, and it starts out at the Manitow Beach Marina and ends at the marina. We have Red Light Ride is how we kick off the weekend. Assuming water or ice conditions are okay, you meet across from Highland Inn, and you can bring your snowmobile, your four-wheeler, or your side-by-side, and then we do a toured ride around Devil's Lake. If we can, then we'll hit Round Lake also.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a good way to kick off the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that starts at, 8 p.m. on Friday the 6th.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
And you have a fundraiser auction, too?
Yes, it's a live auction that we hold. It kind of ends the whole weekend. It starts at 4 o'clock at Highland Inn, and people donate items, and there's baskets and gift certificates and various different items, and we have two auctioneers there, so it is live, so it's kind of fun, so you can compete with somebody if there's something you really want. A little bit more action than just the silent auctions that some places have.
Yeah.
And the one thing, this our ninth year, is on Saturday at 4 o'clock following the poker run, we have an outhouse race.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember about those. Yes.
Yeah. So each team of three builds their outhouse, and they have to put skis on it because we may do it on the ice. But if we don't have ice, then they put wheels on it. We can do it on land.
Sure.
And we have some rules, so all the outhouses are the same size. And one person rides inside the outhouse, and two people push, and they race to see which one can be the fastest.
I think that's hilarious. Yeah. I think that's so much fun.
Yeah. So it's our ninth year, and we normally have like maybe eight. I think we're up to eight. We're hoping to get more because in the UP, they have one, and they have 50 or so entries, so we'd love to see a whole bunch more join up and do it.
Sure. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Other things that will be happening during the Tip-Off Festival, Jackie?
The Hovercraft group comes out, and they offer free rides on the lake, and that's kind of a nice little thing that's going on. And we do sell raffle tickets throughout the weekend. The raffle tickets are $5 each, and it's we draw the winners. You don't have to be present to win during the auction. And that helps us raise the funds that we do with all our projects throughout the year. And then we have buttons that we sell, and we've got prizes for them, and there's numbers on them. So just different ways to have some fun and raise some funds for the community.
And we must mention the raffle license number is R83686.
That's correct.
Okay, very good. Yeah, keep us legal.
I know. Yes, we do. We do have a raffle for license for the buttons, too. It's a different number. And I'm sorry, I don't have that with me because that's a small raffle as opposed to the large raffle.
So that's one we'll be concerned about then. But all this is going to be coming up this weekend, Jackie.
Yes, Friday, February 6th starts at, we'll have our red light ride, and then it will end on Sunday the 8th with our auction on Sunday at 4 o'clock at Highland.
At the Highland.
Yes.
Yes. Great. A lot of fun, and you know what? It's going to be a nice weekend for it. I mean, we're looking for cold weather in order to be able to have the tip-off festival, and sounds like it looks like it's going to be, you know, pretty certain that you can have the activities on the ice this year.
Yes, you can still bring your snowmobiles out. We're not having the organized races, but I'm sure there will still be people out there. I think some local people have even probably done a circle out there so they can race their dirt bikes around the ice also.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of activity going out there, and it's just good to see your neighbors and bundle up, though. It's supposed to be chilly.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah. All right, but a lot of fun.
Yes, absolutely, a lot of fun.
Jackie Borton with the Devils and Rounds Lake Men's Club, and we're talking about the club plus the tip-off festival going on this weekend. Thanks so much for being on the program.
Yes, thanks for inviting us. I enjoyed it.
Great, and we'll hopefully have much success this weekend.
Thank you. Let's hope so.
Yeah. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.